Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. There's an effort now in Washington Heights to save a home that's believed to have been a stop on the Underground Railroad.
The Landmarks Preservation Commission won't protect 857 Riverside Drive, and residents and elected officials like Assemblymember Al Taylor say the commission is tone deaf.
They need to be back at the table, reviewing this, looking at it again, and saying, how can we get this right? Especially when we look at what happened in Washington 2 weeks ago, when if anybody that looked like me had marched in that city that day, we'd be still getting the blood off the street.
Residents formed a group to try and stop a developer from replacing the wood-framed home built in 1851 by abolitionist Dennis Harris with a 13-story tower. Historian Michael Adams says rejecting the status in part because the building was altered just shows the bias of the commission.
If you are rich, if you are white, and your community is like Greenwich Village, two-thirds of the buildings are protected by landmark. But in African-American and communities of color throughout New York, only tiny fractions of buildings are protected.
Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Washington Heights.
Police are asking for help identifying a person of interest wanted for stealing packages from buildings in Manhattan and on at least one occasion doing it while wearing a FedEx jacket. This was eight buildings in Lower Manhattan, the Village, and Chelsea areas between October and December of last year. Anyone with information is asked to call 800-577-TIPS. Governor Cuomo says the rate of the virus spread is slowing across New York State. That's some very good news as we get farther out from the living room spread due to the holidays. He adds, however,
never get cocky with COVID.
Yeah, as for the vaccine, New York State has now used 97% of its vaccine allocation. That includes 90% in the city. And we cannot purchase doses directly from the pharmaceutical companies.
We run out of allocation today. The week 1-5 allocation will be exhausted by the end of the day Friday. May already be exhausted, frankly, midday on Friday. And we're now going week to week on the next week's allocation.
However, another 250,000 doses are on the way and will arrive next week. So the governor says vaccination sites should only schedule appointments for allocations you know you will receive. Makes sense? As for dose number two,
person who had a first dose, they have an appointment for a second dose, they're going to get it.
New York City has 300,000 second doses in storage. The governor also announced today that cases of the UK variant have risen to 25 now in New York. That includes two in Westchester and one in Brooklyn. Vaccination sites in New Jersey have also been doing the best they can to deal with the shortage.
5 weeks into the vaccination process in our area, they're down to the final 1,000 doses here. They'll administer them today at Holy Name, and then they'll just have to wait. That's it for now. Here's the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Adam Jarrett.
So we had 1,000 slots yesterday, and within 20 minutes, those 1,000 slots were filled. Unfortunately, we are being told that we will not get more vaccine next week. We are good in terms of making sure that we have enough vaccine for people to get their second vaccine, so we're good with that.
This is a similar situation playing out at major hospitals all across our area. And rather than finger point the blame, Jared is just telling people,
again, I think we have to put it in perspective. And this is a terrible, deadly pandemic. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And the sooner we get everyone vaccinated, the better. But it really is miraculous that we have a vaccine.
But this is hundreds of thousands of seniors and those vulnerable in our area still don't have that vaccine they need. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds at Holy Name in Teaneck.
Arraignment today for the Woodson Houses resident accused of murdering three neighbors.
He's so old. You're going to rot in hell, mister.
That was a bystander. A 66-year-old Kevin Gavin was perp walked from the police station last night after he was arrested in the deaths of the women, which date back to 2015. He's charged with second-degree murder in each case for allegedly stabbing, strangling, or beating the woman during an argument over money after he had run errands for them. But there's also word that he was already a suspect in the 2015 and 2019 crimes. And so families and residents want to know how he was allowed to move in after his brother Leon Gavin passed away last April. There have also been delays in installing additional security cameras and lighting in the building. Meantime, police are now investigating whether there may be other victims. Gavin's next court appearance is scheduled for Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.